We're glad to bring you this message from Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns. We trust that you'll be blessed as you apply these timeless truths to your daily life.
God gives us truth each day for our life, and it's not a passing trend. It is not the latest trend. It is eternal truth that will change our life and give us answers to the pressing questions that we have each and every day. And we must build our life on those eternal truths. That's our theme for the year. That's the theme of my series, my sermon series. And we've looked at ways that God helps us. How does God help us? Well, he helps us through his word. He helps us by stirring up the nest, bringing trials into our life, difficulties into our life. Because if we had a life of ease and we had no problems and no trials and no troubles, then it's not going to teach us the lessons that God wants to teach us. And so God says that in the world, there's going to be some tribulation, and we can rest in him. God uses it to build us, to grow us, and we're grateful for his help in our life. And then tonight, we're going to look at this topic. The Lord is our helper. He helps us by his Spirit. Would you write that down tonight? By his Spirit. God helps us by his Spirit. John chapter 16, verse number 7. Look what the scripture says. John chapter 16 and verse number 7. The Bible says, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and ye see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now." By the way, that's the key verse of discipleship right there. I have many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. When someone trusts the Lord as their Savior, you don't just give them the whole Christian life in one shot. No, you help them to develop and to grow, and you help them at their pace in the Christian life. He says in verse 13, look at this, chapter 16. This is the Gospel of John. I hope you have your Bible right beside you and you're looking at the Word of God. I know that you can have it on your phones and stuff, but I think you need to see this and be able to underline it and be able to circle it and write some notes there. And maybe there's something here for you here tonight that you can write down that God's going to use you in this week. The Bible says, verse 13, "Howbeit when he," now this is who we're talking about, the Holy Spirit, "the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come." The Holy Spirit's focus is to glorify Jesus. Now, this is important because there are some churches that they're not balanced in their doctrinal approach, because all they talk about is the ministry of the Spirit, and the ministry of the Spirit, and this is the Spirit's work, and this is the Spirit's work, and the Spirit's work is to lift up Jesus. You talk about a church that is always preaching Jesus, you talk about a church who is emphasizing the Spirit's ministry, because that's what the Spirit does. He emphasizes Jesus Christ. Verse 14 says, "And he shall glorify me, and he shall receive of mine, and show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine, and shall show it unto you." We're looking at tonight the ministry of the Holy Spirit. You can imagine with me if we lived in the first century. And let's say that you were a converted follower of Jesus Christ, and you were living in the very moments of the Lord's earthly ministry. Can you imagine what that must have been like to walk with Jesus in a physical way? I know we walk with him in a spiritual way. He's in our hearts, and I understand all of that. But can you imagine in a physical sense walking with Jesus and talking with Jesus? And to be able to see him, touch blinded eyes, and for the expression on that individual's face when for the first time they could see. Can you imagine what it must have been like when the Lord Jesus called out, "Lazarus, come forth!" And Lazarus walked out of that tomb. That must have been an incredible sight. I know that his critics and his enemies didn't like it. But for all of his disciples, that must have been a wonderful blessing to be able to see the Lord Jesus raised the dead. Can you imagine walking with the Lord when he fed over 5,000 people? Can you imagine when you saw Jesus walking on the water and he told the waves and the wind, "Peace, be still," and they listened to his voice? An incredible time. And the disciples, no doubt about it, we're learning so much as they walked with Jesus. I mean, they got to see lives changed. They got to see God work in miraculous ways as he healed the sick, as he touched lives. Watching his ministry, you begin to catch his spirit, and you begin to catch his selflessness, his attitude, as he was concerned about other people. You make right decisions. You yourself touch lives. And you get to be a part of something that is greater and bigger than you. And then comes the day when Jesus gathers all of his followers, his disciples, together. And he says, "I want you to know something. I must go away." Can you imagine how hurtful that must have felt? To think that you're doing so much, you have such a great work, and now you're going to leave. And yet the Bible says, Jesus said, "Listen, I must go away, so I can send to you another comforter." Now, I don't want to get all in the Greek or anything, but the word there for another is another of the same. In other words, I'm going to send another of the Godhead, and he is going to help you the same way I've helped you. The Lord Jesus gives his people a promise. He says in verse number 7, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth." I know you won't believe it, and I know it's hard to believe, but it is expedient for you that I go away. The word there, expedient, means that it's beneficial to you. What I'm telling you is that this is beneficial for you that I leave. He says, "For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. His plan, the Lord Jesus, his plan was to go to the Father and send his presence in the life of every believer. That's a wonderful thought. Christ in us, the hope of glory. One pastor tells of visiting a church and finding a stirring red and orange banner on the wall. And this banner said, with giant words, it said, "Come, Holy Spirit, come." And these words were printed under an old embroidered image of a blazing fire. You know how they would have that blazing fire and, "Come, Holy Spirit, come." The visitor was also intrigued by a sign that was directly under.
Hey, it's Josh. We'll get back to the message this morning in just a moment. We want to invite you to join us in this ministry of proclaiming the gospel message to our region. Please pray for us as we endeavor to share God's timeless truths. But also, your financial investment is appreciated. You can send a financial gift by mail to 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7, or using e-transfer by sending your gift to give@kitchenerbaptist.org. This would be a great blessing to us and a help to this ministry. We also want to pray for you and with you. You can head over to kitchenerbaptist.org/pray, complete the form, and we'll add your request to our prayer list. We would love to help you in this way. You can check out our website at kitchenerbaptist.org. You're going to find several free resources to help you in your Christian life, including a free Bible reading schedule. Check it out today. If you have any questions about this morning's message or about God's work in our life each day, please reach out to us using the contact information at kitchenerbaptist.org. We are here to help you in any way that we can, so please do not hesitate to give us a call or send us an email, even if it's just to say hi. Okay, now that we've taken care of these items, we can return to our message. Here, once again, is Pastor Burns.
Presence in the life of every believer. That's a wonderful thought. Christ in us, the hope of glory. One pastor tells of visiting a church and finding a stirring red and orange banner on the wall. And this banner said with giant words, it said, "Come, Holy Spirit, come." And these words were printed under an old embroidered image of a blazing fire. You know how they would have that blazing fire and, "Come, Holy Spirit, come." The visitor was also intrigued by a sign that was directly underneath the banner. And the sign said, "Fire extinguisher." And oftentimes in the church, the Holy Spirit wants to do a great work in our life and in our midst, but we often quench the Holy Spirit's work. And so we're going to look at tonight how God helps us by his Spirit. And I have some verses here and some context, and we're going to look at what the Bible has to say and how the Holy Spirit works in our life. So don't go anywhere. You make sure you listen to the full message. I think it'll be a great blessing to your heart. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you so much for the opportunity we have to look at your word. Lord, give us what we need tonight. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. I want us to first of all consider tonight, if you're taking notes, number one, the assignment of the Holy Spirit. The assignment of the Holy Spirit. Now, just as God sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ has also sent the Holy Spirit. The purpose of Christ was to die on the cross. The purpose of the Holy Spirit is given to us in the Word of God. Number one, he was sent by Jesus Christ upon his departure. We read the text in verse number 7. Jesus said, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for me to go away. It is important that I go away, or beneficial to you, or of your best interest." Why? So that the Holy Spirit can come, the Spirit of truth can come. The Holy Spirit was going to come to enable God's people to fulfill the work of God, and specifically the Great Commission. That the Holy Spirit was going to come and it was going to empower the church so that the church could reach the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, we have to understand some important truths about the Holy Spirit. First of all, the Holy Spirit has always existed. He is the third person of the Godhead. And since the creation of mankind, in the Garden of Eden, the Holy Spirit has always had a role in the lives of people. In the New Testament, the Holy Spirit's ministry would take on a day-to-day dynamic role. He would indwell the believer. He would empower us and comfort us as we live for Christ each and every day. In the Old Testament, it was different. In the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit would come upon an individual for a specific purpose. And I'm going to give you an example tonight to help you understand this. When David became the king of Israel, God sent his Spirit upon David for guidance, for wisdom in leading his people. Now, you remember in Psalm 51, when David is praying the prayer of forgiveness to the Lord and of cleansing to the Lord, David said this to the Lord. He said, "Lord, don't take your Holy Spirit from me. I want your power. I want your enabling. I want your comfort. I want your guidance. I want your direction in my life." Now, that's not possible in the New Testament. We are indwelled and sealed by the Holy Spirit. He's not going anywhere. We can ignore him and grieve him and turn him away from him, but he's still indwelling within us. Yet, let me say this. How often we take the Spirit's presence in our life for granted. I mean, here is a king begging God that he would not take his Spirit away from him. And oftentimes we live our life each and every day, never really acknowledging the Spirit's working in our life. Now, what does the Holy Spirit do in your life on a day-to-day basis? Let me give you some thoughts. Number one, he comforts us. He is called the Comforter. And God knew that we would need comfort. And so he sent the Comforter in our life to comfort us. The Holy Spirit's ministry, listen to me, are you listening? Are you listening? The Holy Spirit's ministry is not to take you away from difficulties, but to comfort you through the difficulties. I'm going to say that again because it's important. The Holy Spirit's ministry is not to keep you from difficulties, but to help you through the difficulties that come into your life. God is our refuge and strength. He is a very present help in trouble. And the Holy Spirit is there to help us, to comfort us, to guide us. The Holy Spirit not only comforts us, but the Holy Spirit teaches us. Now, we often don't see the Holy Spirit as a teacher, but he is a teacher. He's teaching us each and every day. The Bible says in John 14, verse 26, "But the Comforter," which is the Holy Ghost. By the way, the Bible is its best commentary. "The Comforter," which is the Holy Ghost, "whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." Listen, the Holy Spirit is bringing to remembrance the doctrines and the teachings of Jesus Christ. Oftentimes in my own life, there have been times where I've been going through a trial or a trouble or just a circumstance that I needed guidance, and the Holy Spirit will bring a verse to my mind. The Holy Spirit will give me a passage of scripture that will help me as I'm reminded of the Word of God. And the Holy Spirit is our teacher. And He does teach us. He guides us into all truth, the Bible says. The Holy Spirit of God is your best commentary. The Holy Spirit of God is your best commentary. I mentioned it before, but I want to say it again. Every time I open the Bible, I pray a prayer, Lord, help me to understand your word. And Lord, give me understanding. Open my eyes. Let me have ears to hear. The Holy Spirit is our teacher. And the Holy Spirit is going to guide us and direct us and teach us. So the Holy Spirit is going to comfort us. The Holy Spirit is going to teach us. The Holy Spirit is going to glorify Jesus. Look what the Bible says in our text, John 16, verse 14. The Bible says, He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. You know, the doctrine that's in churches today where, you know, you got to pray for more of the Holy Spirit. And once you get more of the Holy Spirit, you're rolling on the floor and you're barking like a dog and you're acting like an animal. That's not of God at all. The Bible says when you have the Holy Spirit, when you trust Christ as your Savior, and then when He gets you, when He influences your life, you're going to be a witness for Him. You're going to reflect the Lord Jesus. You're going to walk with God. That's the influence of the Holy Spirit. He always points to Jesus. The ministry of the Holy Spirit always points to Jesus Christ. He lifts up the name of Jesus. He lifts and glorifies the Lord Jesus. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. You can write that down as a reference tonight. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Look at this. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, unto the Lord Jesus. And so when someone, we talk about, we use the Bible word to be filled with the Spirit. And they get the idea like water in a cup. And that's where they get the idea, well, I'm going to be filled. I need more of the Holy Spirit. But that's not what the Bible is talking about. It's not like gas in a gas tank, but a driver behind the wheel. As we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we are influenced by the Holy Spirit. And so as I live my life, you look at Galatians chapter 5 and you look at the fruits of the Spirit and the works of the flesh. As I surrender my life to the Holy Spirit and allow Him to influence me and I walk in that Spirit and in that and the influence of the Spirit of God, then what happens? I bear the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Now, when you look at that list of the fruits of the Holy Spirit, let me ask you this question. Who does that remind you of? Jesus. As I walk in the influence of the Holy Spirit in my life, the outcome is I'm going to be more like Jesus. And as I walk in the influence of the Spirit, I glorify the Savior. That's the ministry of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is ministry is not that you get more of Him. By the way, He's a person. You can't get more of the Holy Spirit. He indwells you the moment you trust Christ as your Savior. But the ministry of the Holy Spirit is to influence your life so that your response and your attitude and your actions and your reactions bring glory to the Savior. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. And so the Spirit's work is to glorify the Lord Jesus. All right, number two, would you write this down? The attributes of the Holy Spirit. So we're going to look at some characteristics tonight of the Holy Spirit because I want us to understand. I had a conversation with a gentleman that came to our service several years ago. We sat down right here at the front of the church and we were talking about the work of the Holy Spirit. And he was trying to convince me that the Holy Spirit wasn't God. And he was saying, the Holy Spirit's not God. The Holy Spirit's a force. And you don't understand, He's a force to be reckoned with, but He's just a force. And I said, son, you don't know your Bible. You don't know what the Bible says. The Holy Spirit is God. And when we look at the Godhead, you know, we don't rank them 1, 2, and 3. We don't say, well, there's God the Father, then God the Son at the bottom is God the Holy Spirit. No, it doesn't work that way. They are all equally God. Now, they have different roles in my salvation. God sent his son, and his son willingly obeyed and went to a cross. And then the Holy Spirit glorifies the son by pointing everyone to him, to trust in him. And he convicts me of my sin, so I would turn to a savior who could forgive that sin and give me a home in heaven. But all three persons of the Godhead are equally God. You know, I can liken it with a marriage. The Bible says that a husband is the head of the home and the wife is to submit to the husband. Now, it doesn't mean that the husband is better than the wife. It just means they have different roles. They have different responsibilities. But the Bible says that they are one in marriage. When a man and a wife get married, they become one flesh. No one's better than anyone else, but they do have different roles. And that's the same is true with the work of the Holy Spirit. The God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit have different roles in creation, in the salvation of a soul. And so let's look at the attributes of the Holy Spirit here tonight. Number one, we see that his attribute expresses deity. And what I mean by that is that the Holy Spirit is God. He is God.
Thank you for tuning into our program today. Timeless Truths is a ministry of Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about our ministries and how we can be a blessing to you, visit timelesstruthsradio.com. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and financial support from listeners like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. That's Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. To learn more about how you can help this ministry, visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can know abundant eternal life through Jesus Christ right now. Say yes to Jesus today. Ask him to save you. Fully trust in him. Learn more about Jesus and how you can have eternal life through him by watching our video at kitchenerhope.com. Hey Christian, have you ever wanted to read the Bible through in 1 year? We have an easy-to-follow Bible reading schedule that will help you succeed. You can visit timelesstruthsradio.com to learn more. Thank you again for joining us this Sunday morning. Join us next week when we open our Bibles and study God's timeless truths.